This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Yankees had their Yankee Hot Stove show on the YES Network.
Okay.
And I checked in because I saw there was an interview with Brian Cashman. So I wanted to hear it, just to see what he's got to say. And Brian Cashman, out of nowhere, decides, you know what I want to do? I just want to, like, rip Gleyber Torres one more time. I know he's not here anymore. I know he's dead. Not actually dead, but dead in Yankee land. He's with the Detroit Tigers now. And so all of a sudden, Brian Cashman reveals this about last year's New York Yankees.
When I acquired Jazz to be our second baseman and move Gleyber to third the rest of last year. Booney wanted to do it the other way. He moved Jazz to third after we got him, and Gleyber to second, and kept Gleyber at second because Gleyber didn't want to move to third and was unwilling.
And was unwilling. That last little part.
Yeah. That was the part.
It was like the dig.
Yeah. Now, we had heard this. I think there were rumblings about this at the trade deadline that Gleyber Torres did not want to go to third base. I don't remember if it was ever fully confirmed, but this is not a shock. This wasn't like Brian Cashman dropped a shocking thing. It was more, why do this?
Yeah.
Why say it? There's a few things I took out of this, including Aaron Boone's role, but what do you think Cashman's motivation is to, out of nowhere in early February, just say, Gleyber Torres was unwilling to move to third base?
Because right now they're sitting with not a hole, because I think they can figure it out, but they don't have a third baseman or second baseman, whichever one you don't want.
I'd certainly take it as a third baseman, right? Because Jazz is going to play second base.
Right.
So they definitely have a hole, though.
Right. They have a hole. And so he's trying to explain why we are, what, 7 days away from pitchers and catchers, 6 days, whatever it is, and they don't have a third baseman. So he's just making an excuse, probably.
Well, I almost,
and he's taking a dig at Gleyber.
I almost took it.
I don't know why.
As, and Cash is usually really good at reading the room. There is no Yankee fan. I have not run into one Yankee fan, including Big Mac, who's the biggest shell out there, that has said, boy, I wish we kept Gleyber Torres. I've not heard anybody say that.
But we could be very much, and I think Cashman's aware of this, nearing that point.
Oh, you think so? Yeah. You think the hole that now involves, it could be, well, DJ, it could be Oswaldo, dude, it could be Peraza. Like, yes, I get all the different options. Now, I've already told you guys, don't worry about it. You're getting Nolan Arenado, but that's for a later point. You really think that at some point during this spring training competition, there are going to be Yankee fans who say, why didn't we keep Gleyber Torres?
I'm getting to the point where
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think I was not this way at the beginning of the offseason, because also we also just assumed Gleyber was gone. But as the offseason has gotten on, and Tiki said, you know, we're a couple days from pitchers and catchers here, they don't have a third baseman / second baseman to pair with Jazz. Gleyber did not get paid big money.
No.
So while we all operated, right, and, you know, Met fans, you guys can relate, you know, maybe he didn't want Alonso gone, but he comes back for that 1 year deal.
I don't think Yankee fans will like that with Gleyber.
If you got a 1 year deal for Gleyber, okay, and I ask
most
you,
most fans were done with him, bro.
Okay. Most fans, who do you think they're more done with, though, Evan? DJ LeMahieu or Gleyber Torres?
Believe it or not, I'm going to stun you. I kind of think Gleyber, because I think there were a lot of Yankee fans who looked at the decisions, mm-hmm, the effort, and said, while he's a more talented player than DJ LeMahieu, at least you know if DJ's out there, those issues that ran into Gleyber aren't going to be an issue with DJ LeMahieu.
You know what?
I actually think you're wrong.
Yeah, you mean the fielding.
The fielding, the issue. Mental mistakes, yeah. Everything that went along with the Gleyber Torres experience.
I'm the Yankee fan, not you. I'm going to pull an Evan. I'm going to put out a Twitter poll on my Twitter.
Go ahead.
Who would you have rather had in the Yankees 2025 opening day starting lineup? DJ LeMahieu or Gleyber?
All right, go ahead. I'm curious how that's going to go, actually.
Because I believe, given the choice between the two, people go Gleyber.
I think it's going to be Gleyber. Only because at the end of the season, Gleyber started being extraordinarily valuable.
Well, Gleyber Torres is, without a shadow of a doubt, a more productive player than DJ LeMahieu. It's not about that.
Especially at this stage of DJ's career.
Right.
I mean, it's almost unfair because it's not DJ in his prime and Gleyber in his prime, whatever you want to call that, when that time frame being, it's Gleyber right now and DJ right now,
right?
And that's an easy one, Sean. You don't have to put it out there.
Yeah, you're probably women. You frame it that
like
way,
65-35 or something.
But that's not how I was framing it. I wasn't framing it on who's better. I was framing it on who are you more done with. I think Yankee fans in general are and were so done with Gleyber Torres that bringing him back was not an option.
Okay, but I think Brian Cashman
just award it like that.
Thank you. He won't word it that way because he'll lose.
Trust me. The only reason I'm bringing it back, you asked why.
That makes it more nuanced.
Yeah. It's a nuanced thing.
What you're asking is so obvious.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to say Gleyber.
Of course, Gleyber's better. We all know that. Gleyber was, Yankee fans were done with him.
You're right, but the reason I'm saying that Brian Cashman is saying this now is, yes, Yankee fans were done with him. Brian Cashman was done with him. I think there's no guarantee he strikes a deal with Nolan Arenado. Yeah. I think Brian Cashman is getting a week or two ahead of the stories coming out of, this was the Yankees' big plan, they're missing a Gleyber Torres, and this is his way of saying, this is why Gleyber Torres was not an option.
So it seems like the desperation for Arenado to get dealt seems like you're going to get him for a song.
Well, I think that's what the Yankees are doing. I think what the Yankees have done with Nolan Arenado is actually similar to what the Mets did with Pete Alonso. I think they're waiting for St. Louis to pay up more of that contract because it's 3 years. It's convoluted because the Rockies are picking up part of it. Basically, there are 3 years left on the deal. I think it adds up to like $50 million over the three, and the Yankees want.
It's not horrible.
It's not horrible, but he's a diminished player.
Right.
That's what's horrible about it. So the Cardinals, the Yankees, or really any team that's talking to St. Louis wants them to pick up a big portion of the contract. So I think the Yankees are waiting them out because they know the GM of the Cardinals came out and said our biggest priority is finding a new home for Nolan Arenado.
$32 million, $5 million paid by the Rockies. This is subsequent years, $27 million, $5 million paid by the Rockies, and then 2027, $15
million. Yeah.
So it's really just this season it's untenable.
Bottom line is you want the Cardinals to pick up as much as possible, and the longer you make them sweat and there's no place for him, the cheaper you'll get him. That's why I said this 2 weeks ago, and I did save the audio because I didn't trust Sean to do it. The Yankees are going to get Nolan Arenado.
Mm-hmm.
But the other component of what Cashman said, I'm curious your opinion on. Two things about Boone. Number one, for anyone who claims Aaron Boone makes no decisions, that statement proves you're wrong.
Right.
Because Brian Cashman acquired a player who in his mind was going to be the second baseman, and the manager said no. So that's number one. Number two, shouldn't Aaron Boone have said to Gleyber Torres, shut your mouth and go play third base?
I don't care
what you want. The manager, bro.
No, I mean, honestly, he should have. But I think this might have been Aaron Boone using his brain, his baseball mind, and saying, Gleyber's having some issues at just playing second.
Right.
And it's not, you know, he's not capable of it. He's just very aloof, lax, gets the ball, is like, oh, I'll get it there. And then he ends up screwing it up.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You can't do that at third.
We have no time to think, exactly. Which is why I would argue he's better off there.
Yeah, but...
there's less time to put things...
But I think he would think.
Yeah.
I think Aaron Boone's mind, he was saying, he's going to field one of these things and just be like, I got time to get it over there. But maybe it also came down to arm strength. I mean, I didn't know that Jazz had an arm like that.
Jazz played a good third base.
Of course. He could fire it across the diamond. I don't know if I've ever seen Gleyber throw the ball hard.
It's not even that Jazz would have been better off at second, Gleyber would have been better off at third. It's more the idea that a player, an underachieving player, said, I'm unwilling to move to that position. And the manager, or, I hate to say it, the captain, didn't feel like they should have sat that guy down and said, who in the blue hell you think you are?
I think I'm looking at it differently. I think that Aaron Boone looked at the skill set of both of those guys, Jazz and Gleyber Torres, and said Jazz is probably more suited to play out of position.
That is far different and very understandable. Like, I have no issue with that. Now, it's more the unwilling part that would annoy me.
That's why that last part of that statement that Cashman said was unnecessary.
Mm.
Cut it off. Don't say he was unwilling. Because when you say he was unwilling, it now sounds like what you're arguing.
Right.
Hey, Aaron Boone goes up to Gleyber. Gleyber, we're going to move you to third base. No, coach, I ain't doing that, Skip. Sorry. That's not happening. I'm playing second base. And so he was forced now to make Jazz Chisholm the third base.
That's the part I don't like.
But I think it was more likely Aaron Boone saying, you know what? Jazz has got a cannon. He's got an arm. He's a young athlete. I think he can mold into a third baseman. And he ultimately was right.
I think so. I think Jazz did a pretty good job.
If it went the former way, the way Cashman intimated that it was, I agree with you.
Yes.
Gleyber, dude, we sat you down before because you're not hustling. You're sitting down, right? But if it went the way that I think it went, where Boone recognized that Jazz was the better third baseman playing out of position than Gleyber would have been, then you give Aaron Boone credit for making a really good baseball move.
One last thing on this. I'm very, very... By the way, did you put that poll out there, Sean?
I did.
How'd you word it?
I worded it as... Hold on.
BC wrote Gleyber or DJ.
Nah. Well, I mean, those are the two. But I said, if given the choice, knowing what we now know as the offseason ends, who would you rather have in the 2025 Yankees starting lineups? Capitalist starting.
Still overcomplicated. But it's the truth.
Yeah, but the question that Evan wanted answered was... who are you more done with? Yes.
but I think we're going to get to the same thing. You're going to get right there, but my point would be you might be done, but you watch how undone
you get. So what's the answer so far? The early returns are always the results.
76% say Gleyber Torres, 21% including Brandon Tierney say DJ LeMahieu.
I told you.
Wait, how did you phrase it again? I completely forgot now.
If
already.
Given the choice, knowing what we now know.
Basically, who do you want in your starting lineup?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, 78%.
And I told you it was going to be 65-35. You know, that's what it's going to be. You didn't make it. You didn't do a compelling
and also,
question.
But there are elements to this that people are not understanding. Like, if you bring Gleyber Torres back, you're probably playing him every single day.
Yes.
Dealing with all the mistakes.
Yes.
DJ LeMahieu's a part-time player, and if he sucks, they made DFA. That's not going to be an option with Gleyber.
Would you rather Waldo and LeMahieu or, you know what I mean, that combo? The bottom line is this. Gleyber Torres, as much as we were all done with him, ended up being such a catalyst for them at the end of the year, and now they didn't do a good enough job replacing him when we said that's it.
You're going to get Nolan Arenado. Do you believe me yet or no?
I lean that
rumors are starting to go back out there. I said this a month ago. He will be a New York Yankee.
I saw it today that the Cardinals reengaged.
Of course they did. Because
one of them was a Yankee.
Of course they did, because I'm telling you.
And is Stroman going to go to the Cardinals?
I can't tell you what the whole trade looks like. You want everything from me. I've already told you you're going to get the guy. Isn't that enough information?
I mean, doesn't that make sense?
Evan,
of course it does.
Evan, I'm just looking. Look, man, if you're going to do Rico's with Hoff six times a week, breaking down the baseball offseason, I'm just looking for answers, man. Right.
On what they're going to give up?
Yeah.
Here's why I'm conflicted. Because the Cardinals don't want Marcus Stroman. So sometimes when you're having these negotiations, you got to meet in the middle somewhere. So I think it just may be the Cardinals pick up more than they're willing. The Yankees are still stuck with Stroman, and you get Arenado on the cheap.
What's more important, the Yankees getting rid of Stroman or the Cardinals getting rid of Arenado?
The Cardinals getting rid of Nolan Arenado.
Okay, so there you go.
Because the New York Yankees have never said, we have to get rid of Marcus Stroman the way the Cardinals have. And here's the other little thing about Marcus Stroman. Right? You may take him for granted now. Because the Yankees are healthy right now.
Yeah, they lose a couple starters.
If there are injuries, you may need the guy.
I don't disagree with that.
So it might be lucky that they can't move him.
Well, I'll take it a step further.
But are they actively really trying to? That's what I can't figure out.
Yes, because Stroman's already wiped them from social media and everything.
Yeah, but that's Stroman being mercurial as a social media.
Do you want to know why the Yankees are trying to trade him? And the reason why they shouldn't trade him? Because there's two different things here. The Yankees should keep Marcus Stroman. I'll just say it. Like, there's no reason to trade him.
I didn't agree.
But they care about the luxury tax.
Oh, I see.
And this is about money. And these discussions become complicated because as a baseball fan, baseball fans, I just want the guys that help me win. So, having Marcus Stroman as a sixth man is a good thing.
So let me ask you then, if he's a sixth man and they're not using a six-man rotation, what role does he play?
He's a long reliever. And if, God forbid, someone gets hurt,
has he ever done this?
Yes. I think he did it a couple years ago in Chicago. But point is, someone's going to get hurt. Baseball, bro. Right. Like, that's the way it is.
But this goes to the next degree of Marcus Stroman, which is, will Marcus Stroman sit back quietly, smile on his face, and be the long reliever?
Yeah. I think so. I think you just have to explain this is baseball.
Let's
deal
be
with
real.
It.
He never said anything in the postseason.
He was
insignificant in the Yankees postseason.
Yeah, and did he complain?
He said not a word.
You're just freaking out because he deleted his Twitter. Who cares? Or deleted the Yankee mentions. What does that mean?
I think he's anticipating he's not going to be a Yankee. He was there for a year. Who cares? It is what it is. I'm anticipating I'm not going to be here. I might as well wipe this thing clean and get ready to go wherever I'm going.
I want my owners.
So I don't even fault him for that.
No, I agree. I want my owner. Steve Cohen's doing it. Hal Steinbrenner should do it. Pay the taxes if it makes your team better. Ask yourself this question. Are the Yankees better off having Marcus Stroman as insurance at the back of the...
Okay. Yes, they are.
Then why are you trading him?
I'm with you.
Okay,
I'm going on what they're saying. I wouldn't. I agree.
I'm express it then. You're allowed to. You could talk into a microphone and say, hey, New York Yankees, I know you spend a lot of money, but guess what? So do I. When I buy hamburgers and hot dogs at Yankee Stadium, don't trade Marcus Stroman to save yourself a few million dollars on a tax when I'm shoving ice creams down my throat.
I'm so confused right now. How did we get from Gleyber Torres and DJ LeMahieu and potentially Nolan Arenado to Marcus Stroman?
Your fault. You know why? Because you asked me. You said, are they trading Marcus Stroman? I said, I gave you the answer.
We were trying to see who they would give up for or not.
Well, let's get back to Eli Manning, because he's not in the Hall of Fame, and people are pissed off.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.